Where I'm from.
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 Grammy Award-winning opera singer Jesse Norman is from Augusta, born and raised. For our series, Where I'm From, a joint production of the Greater Augusta Arts Council and GPB Augusta, Miss Norman spoke about the remarkable career she built as a dramatic soprano from a foundation that took its form in the neighborhoods and schools of Augusta.
But we had people near us that counted on us to do well. And I'm very grateful for that. And that work ethic has stayed with me all my life. And it's the reason that I show up perhaps a bit too early for rehearsals. And I'm there because that's the way I started doing things as a Girl Scout.
Today, Jesse Norman talks with Brenda Durant, Executive Director of the Greater Augusta Arts Council, about her high school years and the decision she almost made that might have deprived the world of her musical gift.
What did you do?
I was in a choir, of course. And I had a boyfriend that was in the band, so I'd hang around the band rehearsals, and then I'd go to choir rehearsals. I was very busy after school. And then we'd also have a meeting of the math club.
You were math club too?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, absolutely, in the math club.
So a deeper picture of Augusta, C.T. Walker School,
yes,
and the part of town that you grew up in.
Yes.
Can you describe that?
What was it like to have to grow up in a community where everybody knew your name, where the person across the street, Mrs. Hubert, would say, come on over. She was an older woman and was too elderly to get out of the house very much at the time. And she would often say to me, come over and sing that song that they tell me you sang in church last Sunday. And I was as delighted to sing in Mrs. Hubert's living room or on her front porch as I was to sing anywhere else. And it was wonderful knowing that the community was really raising all of the children. And I feel very, very fortunate to have come along at a time when we were respectful to all adults. As children, you understood that if an adult said something to you, that you were meant to pay attention and you were meant to respond in a respectful way. And it would never have occurred to any of our parents to have taken issue with an adult who had told us to stop doing something or perhaps to do something in a different way. I think that our parents were very grateful that all of the adults were very busy raising all of the children.
So in high school, was there a moment when you realized for you that you weren't just a little girl who liked to sing, that there was something more, that singing was more for you than perhaps for some other kids in your class? When did you realize perhaps that you had a gift?
I was a part of a group of kids in Augusta that, let's use the words, artistically inclined. And some of us played the piano and some of us sang. But when I say, as I write in my book, that we were completely interchangeable, I really mean that. I'm not sort of, there's not as the modesty or something. But it was a wonderful thing that even in high school, I was conscious of the fact that after high school and college and all the rest of it, then one was going to need to make a living. And I didn't, since I was never paid for singing when I was in Augusta, I didn't see that as a career path. But I was certainly very interested in medicine, the Medical College of Georgia, of course, being here, so one saw people in that profession all the time. And so even my last year in high school, I made certain that I had enough credits to go to liberal arts at Howard University if I decided to do that, or what was probably more likely, to accept the full tuition scholarship that I already had for the College of Fine Arts at Howard University. But as it were, I was keeping my options open up until the summer before I actually went to university.
More next time, Where I'm From on GPB.